This is Lynn Free, and welcome to our Monday night conference call. And we're doing a simulcast between the telephone, the conference call, and BBS Radio. And those of you that are checking in for the first time, you'll know that during the course of this call, we actually do a conversation that's channeled with that identifies itself, as we'll tell you later, okay? We have amazing access to information that normally wouldn't be accessible to a human. And as you listen to this, and of course, as the call goes on, I always give a caveat that take what resonates, consider what doesn't, watch the world for accurate, and draw your own conclusion. Because if this is really not about, sometimes when people hear about the idea of channeling, they think that it's about giving up your power to something external, which I've learned, if you're dealing with a positive source, that's not the case. You only get help in being yourself. You don't surrender who you are to connect with a source in another realm. That's with a positive source. The negative source could be different. So we're checking people in on our conference line, and we have Emmy and we have Lori, and who else is on the line?
This is Heisman.
Hi, Heis.
Hey, no, man.
Good to hear you. And who else is on the line?
Dominic from England.
Hi, Dominic.
Yes. Hi there. No, I'm on a telephone.
Wow, I hope this isn't too
expensive. Yeah, I've got my international phone card, so I am
okay. Good. It's good to have somebody in England because, you know, you've been on our call before, and remember, in fact, you were one of the guests on the Don and Wynn show, weren't you?
Yeah, the good old...
Don is our engineer tonight at BBS. So he's on the side. Anyone else? Who else just checked in?
Hello, Ann Francis from Concord, California.
That's Francis from Concord. Hey, Francis.
Hi.
And
Ellen, Virginia.
Who in Virginia? Ellen.
Yeah.
Ellen. And let's see. For those of you that are listening on BBS, it's a little staticky now. I have not muted the phone line. So we'll be muting in just a moment. So just put up with all the static. We let people say hello. Anyone else on that didn't mute?
Al, Florida.
Hey, Al. Al, are your kids in the background?
No, they're in the living room. I'm in my office.
Yes, someday I'll let your kids do the call, because they're probably enough for that. We'll interview them. Okay, anyone else on the line? Okay, some of you who are parents...
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
Some of you who are parents and have young children probably know how advanced your children are, because the children that are coming in, actually for the past 30 years, they're young adults, many of them, are coming in as advanced souls. And they actually came in to help uplift the vibration here on Earth. You know what? I should start the recording.
Please enter your subscriber PIN followed by the pound sign. Please wait. This conference is being recorded.
So those of you that are tuning into our recorded line on the telephone or the download, we welcome you all to joining us. And I mentioned that whether you listen directly or whether you listen to a replay or download, since the sources of energies we're dealing with are outside of time, that it really doesn't matter when you listen to this, because you can still get the energy. I had a friend that used to hitchhike, and whenever she would go to hitchhike and she couldn't get a ride, she'd start listening to the replays of these lines, and suddenly someone would stop, and she said it happened so much that it just couldn't possibly be coincidence. So what happens is, during the course of the call, there's energies that come in that are connected with what we're doing that automatically start to expand what I call your matrix. And those of you that are on the call, that are listening, that are new, if you keep coming in, you'll probably start to feel this. And for many, for most of us, that's a new feeling. But as you learn to integrate it, it becomes something that you can hold, not just on these calls, but in your life in general. And to realize that you are not just a little human, you are a human body, and you're always going to have a body that's contracted, but you're also this huge matrix. You can believe this in your mind. It is one thing to hear it and think about it in your mind, and it's another to experience it inside yourself. And so the goal of all this work we're doing is to help people have that experience. And did you ever look at one of those pictures of someone who is kind of looking very blissful with their eyes closed, and they seem to be really expanded out? You wonder, how do they do that? Why is it they can do that? I used to look at those people. I remember when I was in Berkeley, there would be those kinds of people that would be walking down the street. And I'd say, what is it about them? How do they do that? I can feel their energy. How are they staying so uplifted, regardless of what's happening around them? And now I understand it a little better in my conscious mind, and even I, to some degree or another, start holding that energy. And I believe that anyone who pays attention to our calls, to the work we're doing, has that opportunity to change their consciousness, change their space.
Entry chimes are off. Exit chimes are off.
Change their space and live in this expanded space. Now, it's not necessarily 1, 2, 3, boom, because most of us have many, many lifetimes of experience where we've been contracted. And unless you come across something like this, and throughout history, you know, there's many, many events where this kind of thing occurred, I believe. I wasn't there, but when I read about it, and it doesn't have to be necessarily technological on a conference line or on a radio show. It could be like a monk that's got a bunch of other monks, and they get together and they pray every day. And in doing that, they expand their space, and they, however they describe it, there's many ways that people have described this throughout history, such as moving into cosmic consciousness, experiencing oneness with the universe, feeling the Holy Spirit. Oftentimes, people, when they have this, they think, well, this is the unique way to have this experience. But that's not true. There are many ways to have it. And in our case, we not only invoking that experience for many people, but that energy that comes in is intelligent, and we are lucky enough to have a person that is able to be, actually we have two people that are able to be voices for the intelligence
in that expanded space. And there's a lot of intelligences in there. There's not just one. In fact, some of them are negative. That's one of the reasons that when one starts to want this kind of experience, to learn the discernment, to be very careful about how the negative can look, because the negative, by expanding your field, you also have the negative as well as the positive. And now, is Terry on the line? No. I called her just about 5 of 6, and she was leaving work and going to McDonald's, and Don has to remember to call her, and I'm going to be stuck if he doesn't do that, because I've got everyone here wanting to know about earth changes, and that's what my announced topic was for tonight, so just be patient. I'm sure she'll be here any minute. And I'll tell you what, while we're waiting for Terry, why don't I do one of my guided, I could call it a meditation, I don't even know what to call it. All I know is that it works. And I tell you all that this is something that I have learned by doing. And it's not something that someone told me to do or that I knew would work. I learned it by doing it and gauging the responses of people and hearing their comments, and that I learned that other people were sharing the experience. And that was that the ability to, I use the term calling the light. And what we're really doing is calling in an expanded matrix for ourselves. We are actually changing our expansion into the other realms. And we are meeting these intelligences, and I'm not a channel, so they don't talk to me directly, but I can feel them, and Terry is a channel, so when we do this, it's really neat because we have the experience, and then we have the voice. And having this experience does not take away the requirement of being human. It ultimately, in its best aspect, should add to one's humanness. And realizing that this space that we're calling in is not only space that is expansive into the celestial realms, it's also space which is expanded into the human realms, and that each human is a conglomerate of frequencies, and that as you keep this space open, the people that you meet, the people that are in your life, you can start relating to them according to their frequencies, as well as their human expression. And this is what our sources have referred to as the law of one, that on the frequency level, we all come together and we can be one conglomerate for a moment. But it's a moving, the thing about it is it's a moving conglomerate. So you can't get attached to anything. You move through the experience, and you're there, and then you're on to the next conglomerate, which may be your wife or your kids. You can't hold the memory of the last one and enforce it on the next one. The next one is a totally new recreation, and you have to go into neutral and move with the flow. That's what moving with the flow is. The thing about expanding yourself like this is you're not only expanding into the celestial realms, you're expanding into the earth, Mother Earth, the planet, because Earth is made up of these same frequencies. And as we do this, we are now participating in a healing process for the universe. so to speak. Because in this realm, the more people that do this, the more uplifted the realm gets. And my goal is to try to set a reference point that many, many people can lean into and change their own paths. Because opening up to these frequencies does have the potential to change your path, to give you possibilities that weren't there previously. And when we talk about earth changes, one thing that is very clear from all my conversations with my sources is that the more people that can tune into these frequencies, the more moderate the earth changes will be, particularly if there's a group of people in a specific area. And Jesus said things like this. He said, with the faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain, or 10 people can save a city. Now, I really didn't understand that when I read the Bible. I did read the Bible a number of times trying to figure out how that all worked. And now I see, in my own way, I think I see how that works, because as one starts to operate from an expanded space, when you have an intention or a prayer, it's not just you, a singular human, praying. You are joined with enormous amount of consciousness from other realms when your prayer is in line with their intentions. And their intentions are planetary service, highest good of all concerned, and to give you support for your own hopes and dreams. And as long as they're for the highest good. Now, is Terry on the line? No. Well, let's see here. What time is it? 7:18.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
Terry, are you on the line? Okay, so let's take a moment and shut our eyes.
Hey, I'm here.
You're there.
I'm here now. Yeah.
Hey, what took so long? We're supposed to be professionals.
It's complicated. Apparently, when I come on the line, the quality of the call isn't as good when there's a listener. He called me back.
Mm-hmm.
Was the quality better while I was gone, because I was on for 10 minutes?
I checked to see. Well, look, let's not worry about it. Let's just create it. Are you in a good location?
Yes.
All right. Okay. If people are listening for the first time, this is like a fly-by-night operation. Terry getting off from work, going over to McDonald's, sitting in the parking lot, and she's in one state, and I'm in another, and that we bring these energies in, and we create a conversation with these other realms. So she's now safely located. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little meditation, bring the energies in, and then we started the topic of earth changes for the last two calls. And I think that's a topic that everyone would like to know about, me included. And I have no idea what they're going to say. But I do know that when we come together and we create these energies on the phone or in public, that we become part of the ground crew, the healing crew, that can change possibilities. Like, nothing is locked in stone. Everything is what they call a probability vortex or vortex. So when we start bringing these energies in and we link them to the earth, then those potential changes can be lessened and maybe even eliminated. Now, ultimately, I think we have to have earth changes. I believe that that's going to happen, and that there's going to be certain areas that people may not be able to live in, and we'll ask some of those questions because I've read about it from other people. I know what other people are saying in terms of prophetic information. So we'll find out what our sources have to say. And I'd like you to all shut your eyes. And we're going to invoke a group energy. And that means just by having the intention, we are going to see our energies moving out of our bodies, through the tops of our heads, each of us individually, radiating into the space above us, and coming together way, way up there. So everyone on this line is, for a moment, braiding with everyone else, and doing this to the extent that it's safe for you to have this experience. And it's only through the time of this call. And when the call is over, you will come back to your normal consciousness. And this is like exercise. It's learning how to do something and do it a little bit at a time. So when we're doing this, many of you can experience this light energy around the top of your head and this connection. We can feel the connection. If I stop talking, the connection is still there. And when we create this group energy, we are now planting ourselves beyond the veil in a different dimension. But we can't see it. We can just feel how it feels down here. And our sources, our two group soul sources, can see or perceive when we do this. And they can join with us. And when they do that, many of you will notice the shift that occurs. And you can experience that you're in this flow that goes from way, way beyond through your body and grounded into the earth. Our topic tonight is earth changes. Our source identifies itself by the name Ra-An and explains themselves to be a conglomerate of two group soul energies that are very expansive, one of them composed of graduates of this realm who got off the wheel of reincarnation, and the other one explains itself to be the actual creator of this realm, and that is the Elohim, and that they have both existed throughout human history and in many cases have been involved in interventions in this realm via people who called for them to help evolve human beings. So their energy is present. I turn it over to Terry, and they can give an introduction.
We greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We also give the instruction that any negativity be taken to the heart of realms of light for anyone who listens to this call or who is on the call now. For anyone that listens now or anyone who listens later.
Could you speak a little closer to the microphone?
We greet you and we are pleased to be with you today. Today, the energies are high in the area of Southern California. It is a full moon. And when there is a full moon, as the tides rise, there is an extra added pull also upon the land. This period of time has been chosen by a number of people who feel that there will be a large earthquake at this time in Southern California, in San Francisco, or in Los Angeles. Particularly in Los Angeles, there have been more than 64 water main breaks since September 1st. And two of the main roads from Hollywood into the San Fernando Valley are partly closed by repairs to the water mains. This is caused by the frictional heating and movement, subtle movements within the earth. This is partly induced by man-made causes and majorly induced by natural causes. We send love light to the areas on the Ring of Fire, not just Los Angeles and San Francisco, but Anchorage, Alaska, and Japan, and Indonesia, and the South Pacific, and South America. As you may have noticed, the earthquakes were in the threes and the fours, and then they became in the fours and the fives, and then they became in the six and seven around the Ring of Fire. We have been able to redirect some of the energies to non-populated or lesser populated areas. We know this is not much solace to someone who lives in that area. We have also been able to dissipate some of the magnitudes of these earthquakes so that the devastation has not been as widespread as it could be. And this is where the individuals on this line can help merely by being a presence and be holding the intention that the earth changes will be minimal and will be moderated to a lesser degree, sending love light to the areas. We have been trying to think of an analogy which the general public could identify with, and we have thought of something that, however, it may be a little bit politically incorrect, but it is a very graphic example when someone has to go to the bathroom, they've got to go. And it is because of a pressure. And it is similar for the earth. However, we do have a repertoire of molecular modification which we are able to send to the earthquake areas and ridges. We do not see that we will be able to totally stop earthquakes along the Ring of Fire, along the New Madrid Fault, along the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. However, each individual who is on the line in Crane can add much stabilization through their prayers and intentions, and they're asking for modification and modulation to a lesser degree. And the channeling instrument, as we feel through that instrument and utilize that instrument, have noted the jagged energy currents running through the earth in the LA Basin. We have noted also through monitoring the jagged vibrations running through parts around Berkeley and Oakland and Hayward and San Jose and areas up there, down there, wherever we are viewing it from Anchorage, from Japan, from Paris, Peru, from areas in Greece, in encompassing the whole Ring of Fire, put as if an iron or strong structure circle in the other world around the area of stabilization. Do you have questions?
Yes, I do. There have been people that have suggested that the polar ice caps are melting and the oceans are rising. And at some point, those people who live on coastal areas are going to face circumstances where they will have to leave those areas. Can you give any comment on that? And if there's a timeline involved, could you share the timeline?
There already have been oceans rising, and this will continue, and it will occur in jumps and starts and will be modified by earthquake activity where in some land they sink lower and some may rise. We suggest that individuals who live along the coast be aware of any land movement or earthquakes in their area, and should there be a large earthquake in their area, that they monitor the ocean and coordinate themselves to be on higher ground in the event that there is a tsunami. Tsunamis are only generated in certain types of earthquakes with up and down movements in the ocean, so that the land would move down and the sea would rush to it, and then the land would move up and the sea would rush back, and it would oscillate back and forth, creating a wave zipping towards shore, which would not be very high, but as it reached the land and the seafloor retreated to the level of the land, it would then rise into a tsunami wave, series of waves. We suggest that the individuals near the shore take precaution and be aware of their surroundings and circumstances, much as the elephants are aware of the vibration, and when they can experience such an earthquake, will stampede toward a higher level, as they have intense hearing and can hear the ground ringing and the wave coming in. They move to get away from it and go to higher ground.
If we were going to put a timeline where this might occur, are we talking about 3 months, 3 years? How accurately can you look at timelines for these kinds of possibilities?
This has already started with ice melting and the sea level rising in some areas, and some areas have already subsided or lowered, so to speak, with the water rising. It has already started, and as we look at it, it would occur in fits and starts, so that as the ice would landslide into the ocean and melt, so then this would create very little rising, and then more ice would melt and cascade into the ocean, and another inch would be added. This is slow, and so one may enter this and check with the geological departments to determine who may be monitoring this in any particular area. We do not see a sudden rising except during sudden changes such as perhaps could occur in a larger earthquake with the subsidence of land and the rising of other land.
So in other words, the polar caps melting will be gradual, and it will be obvious to anyone living in those areas that the sea is rising, and they can just observe it over time and know.
That's correct. If a whole ice shelf falls into the ocean, there may be a rising of perhaps 5 feet in certain areas, and this still would allow for rescue and escape.
Mm-hmm. Would you say there's any particular areas in the United States coastal line? I know we have people listening all over the world now. I don't know if somebody lives in a certain area near the coast and wants to ask the question, we'll bring it up next week. But right now, for the United States, what areas might have the highest probability for an earthquake or a tsunami in the next period of time? Of course, this doesn't mean it will happen, but I'm sure there's areas that have higher probabilities than others. And maybe by knowing this, we can add them to our grid healings as well and help assist the energies in those areas.
We have already given the areas around the Ring of Fire and the New Madrid Fault, and Chesapeake Bay would be another, but that would be a slower rising of the water. Monitoring the Mid-Atlantic Ridge, we are working with the energies in the Mid-Atlantic Ridge.
So if we were going with the Ring of Fire, could we say the whole coastline, western coastline of the United States would be susceptible? Or places where there's faults like Los Angeles, San Francisco, and other places?
There are other places along the U.S. coastline. For instance, Seattle, there is a juncture of plates off of the coast, and this may also be open, but we did not see it for a while.
You don't see it happening for a while.
Right.
Is a while a year, 2 years, 3 years?
Well, perhaps 2.5, 2 years, perhaps 2.5, 3 years to 2014, perhaps in this area when the energies are so very high. We do not wish to give such predictions based upon the way that the density is built, because in our creation box, we, as if it's our toolbox, we see other possibilities for change that one would they be only coming from the third density, would only see the probability towards the earthquake in a certain area at a certain time would be a certain probability, but then with our view of the different scenario possibilities, we see much greater range of possible outcomes.
For example, if there were 100 people in Seattle coming into our phone call and learned how to hold these energies, would that be enough people to change outcomes? I should say there's other people that are doing this kind of work. So aside from us, you know, other people who are doing this kind of grid work, that specifically can change an outcome in an area, I believe. Is that true?
It would depend upon what people were praying for in an area and their purity of intention. As, for instance, in the Seattle area, you have the Glacier Hopon Mountaineer. You have the bay with the water in Vancouver, British Columbia. You have the offshore movement of the plates one against another. And these also are players in the outcome.
When you use the analogy of somebody that needs to go to the bathroom or until it busts, could we say if a person was taking, like, short little, shall I use the word, leaks, it would not bring them to that position, so that sometimes small little shakers might release the pressure in a more balanced way?
There are two possibilities. One, that the short little shakers could trigger a bigger shaker, or the short little shakers, if there were enough, could dissipate it. And it depends upon the pressures and the areas of release. As we are speaking, we are also viewing fault lines and viewing pressures along different fault lines. It is much like a mine with streaks of gold moving here or in that direction, or in the fault line is like a streak of pressure break where it can erupt and release. And it is the release of tension along that line. And some lines are locked by the land. We are looking particularly along a river in Washington, moving toward, there's a river along the border with Idaho. There's another outlet. We are looking at the bay. The bay moving north into Canada. Very much peace. There is very much peace of the lapping of the water there and the stilling of pressure and the stilling of the jumble of chaotic energy sent into the earth by such cities as Seattle. And the lines putting the energy of the unified energy of the land that run along the freeways. And this, there is one area of pressure extending into the land near Olympia. We work to take such pressure to the higher levels of light as a release.
You know, we're coming to an end of our show. It's 6:50 now, and we're probably supposed to be off. So, for those of you that are on the line, we have a couple of programs. If you want to help bring this energy in, we have something called Team Shift, where people, just small groups, get to know each other on the phone. We've just started it. We haven't even announced it to the greater group yet. But if anyone's interested, send an email to teamshift@getresponse.com, and you'll get on our list and get placed in a group that meets every day for 10 minutes to bring in this light energy. And for those of you that are on the line right now that are in Team Shift, we are going to do a meeting at 7:05, and there's another number for it. If you don't have the number, send me an email right away, and I'll get it to you. And although it was announced on our list for that. So on that note, let me see here. It's 7:52. Our source, Ra'an, I hate to say, give you 30 seconds, but that's how it is in the physical realm. You can take a few seconds and just say goodbye to everybody, and then we'll close this session.
We thank you for being with us, and we continue to be with you. And remember, be centered within your heart and within your own self, and to be yourself and to be the love that you don't even have to try to be, because you are when you are truly being yourself. And we love you, and we say that this best guide that you will have is to be centered and within yourself and within love.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. We're going to say goodbye to our DBS audience.
All callers are muted. All callers are unmuted.
And I unmuted everybody. I'll say goodbye to you all. We'll see you Wednesday when we do our questions and answer session. Thanks for being here.